working. Let me see. Remove plastic lid, insert side one. Tape should be toward the left. Replace plastic cover. After 45 minutes of play, tape will automatically stop. To use side two, remove lid. All right. Now, let me see if I have this right. Unplug microphone. Isn't it moving there? What was the date of your birth?
What would it be if I'm, let's say I'm 71. The date be? I'm 71 years old.
You're 71.
That's right.
Well, that would make the date of your birth 1897. When is your birthday?
July 21st.
July 21st. Well, then that makes the date of your birth July 21st, 1897. You're going to be 71? That's right. What year did you come to the United States?
1911.
And how old were you then? If you're 71 now, and you came in 1911.
I was 15 years old when I came.
You were 15. Okay. And tell me something about Europe. Where did you live?
I lived in a village.
In a village? What about your family that lived with you? Do you know how you got your family name? What was your name before you married?
Mirkus.
Mirkus. Do you know how you got your family name?
Well, I was told that my great grandparents were selling measures, which in Russian means Mirkus.
Oh, isn't that interesting? And that's how you got your name.
That's right. And
what kind of a house did you live in? Do you remember?
Lived in a four-room...
something about your house?
House. A stone house.
Uh-huh.
It was covered with straw, the top.
The top. Roof. The roof was straw.
That's uh-huh. right. And we were... Seven.
I was just going to ask, how many were there in your family that lived in four rooms?
My widowed mother and my sister, my brother, my...
Your widowed mother. How old were you when your father died?
I must have been about 11 years old.
11 years old. And how many children did your father leave?
There's seven.
Seven children and your mother.
Yeah.
So eight of you lived in the four-room house. What kind of work did your father do?
We had a store. My father didn't have a profession.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have a profession.
What kind of a store?
General merchandise.
General merchandise. Yeah. Uh-huh. What kind of language was spoken in your house when you were young?
Jewish and Russian.
Jewish and Russian.
That's right.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people in your community?
Yes, very friendly.
What kind of people lived in the community with you? A lot of Russian people?
A lot mostly peasants.
Mostly Russian peasants.
Russian peasants.
That's how you happened to speak Russian then, learn the language.
Mm-hmm. And my mother was very friendly with her peasant neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Very friendly.
Mm-hmm. And Did you attend a synagogue when you were young?
Yes.
Your parents and
yes.
you?
Yes, there was a synagogue in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. A private home-like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A shul.
What, were you a Levi or a Cohen?
A Levi.
You were a Levi. Did this give you any special privileges, being a Levi?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why did you happen to leave the country in which you were born?
How did
you happen to leave your country and come to the United States?
My oldest sister went first in 1907.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1909, my brother left. My mother sent me.
In 1911, your mother sent you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you left Europe, did you know, then you knew where you were coming, is that right?
I was coming to my sister and my brother.
Mm-hmm. And when you arrived here in the United States, did you come alone? Then?
Well,
were you alone?
My mother sent me with a peasant friend of hers.
Yes.
To this country.
And who met you when you arrived here?
I came straight to Pittsburgh, and my sister and my brother met me at the Pennsylvania station.
Oh, your sister and your brother. But when you came to New York, was anyone there?
No. Mm-hmm. No one. No one was in New York.
When you came to Pittsburgh, did you use the same name that you had in Europe, or was it changed?
It was changed as much as the spelling.
You said it.
Marcus.
Oh, and in Europe it was
Mirkus.
M-I-R-C-U-S. So actually it seems as though you just changed one letter, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When you arrived here in the United States, what was your first impression?
I was very lonesome for home in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, for a year I was actually sick about mm-hmm. being here.
Homesick.
Homesick, mm-hmm. yeah. And that's all going to be registered.
After you lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished anything? Or did you have a goal in mind? Did you feel that you would eventually accomplish your goal? What were you striving for when you came here?
I guess I was striving to get married. Go to work and get married.
To go to work and get married.
That's right.
Did you accomplish both
yes,
of these?
Yes, I did, both mm-hmm. of them.
What kind of work did you do?
I worked in a trouser factory.
Mm-hmm. In those first 5 years, was there anything disappointing about them? Did you...
No.
Was it everything that you expected, or more, or less? After all, when you came to this country, you must have been looking forward
within,
to some sort of a
within those 5 years. My mother came, and the rest of the children, and my brother provided a nice home for us,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed everything went very nice for me.
Mm-hmm. And when did you get married?
I got married in 1914.
Oh, then you were just here three years. And you were married.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. How about change in the climate or food? Did that affect you in any way when you came to this country?
I was trying to learn the language, which I did. I picked it up sort of quickly.
How did you go to school?
I went to night school.
Mm-hmm.
And after I was married, I went to day school.
Oh, you went to day school?
Yes, I went to Franklin School.
Uh-huh.
On the hill.
Up on the hill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I've already had some of my children when I was going to day school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to, after that, council provided classes for us.
Council of Jewish Women?
Yes.
Oh, I see. What kind of classes?
English. Uh-huh. We had a teacher, and we'd meet in private homes. Mm-hmm. I think twice a week, mm-hmm. on Tuesday and Friday. And I was continuing my English, mm-hmm. learning to read and write.
Where was your first home when you came to Pittsburgh? Where did you live? What was it like? What was the neighborhood like? Do you remember?
Up the hill. I came to Webster Avenue, and it was a
very... Was that your first home?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's where my sister lived. Mm-hmm. And she had a large home, which she shared with a friend. Uh-huh. And... we had a very, they were very devoted to me, and I really had it very nice.
What was the neighborhood like up there?
Nice. It was really very,
this was
very
Webster
pleasant.
Avenue.
Webster Avenue.
Where's the, where on Webster? In the...
About the...
Lower?
1800 block.
Lower Webster. Section? 1800. That's
yes,
Lower Webster Avenue.
Yes.
That would compare it to where the Civic Arena is now.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Just around there. Mm-hmm.
How long did you live there?
I lived there up until I...
Up until you were married?
Until I was married.
Mm-hmm. And then where did you live?
And then I lived up on Bedford Avenue, the 2100 block. Mm-hmm. And then I lived on Wally Avenue for a year. Mm-hmm. And after that, we moved to East End. Mm-hmm. I was married 3 years.
3 years.
After we moved here.
Oh.
To East End.
You moved to East End after you were married 3 years. Mm-hmm. So you spent your early days in this country in the Hill District.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you came to the United States, did you consider yourself a religious person? Were you religious?
No, I didn't. I didn't really know. I didn't know.
You didn't know.
I was going to be what my brother and sister were going to, mm-hmm. the way they were going to lead me.
Well, how about your mother?
When my mother came, she was, in a way, she was sort of a liberal minded, you mm-hmm. know.
She was
Orthodox, conservative, I'd say.
Orthodox conservative.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she wasn't a fanatic in a way. Mm-hmm.
So you weren't really you didn't consider yourself an Orthodox Jew when you came here.
No.
You didn't practice Judaism in an Orthodox manner.
No, we had belonged to an Orthodox shul, but we'd enjoy the temple services, and I know during the high holidays we'd usually go to temple. Fifth Avenue.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
How about the Jewish people around you? Were they religious?
Some were religious and some were just...
How did you feel about their attitude toward religion?
I was young and I didn't know about, fussing about those things.
You mean it just,
didn't matter. I followed uh-huh. the majority of my circle.
So you more or less practiced religion here as you did in Europe. Is
yes,
that right? You didn't
that's right.
change any of your practices.
Europe, I was young and we weren't too religious, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I can remember.
Did you attend a synagogue at all here?
Yes.
Here,
oh, yes.
A synagogue.
Yes, we belonged to a synagogue.
Where was it located?
Robert Street.
On Robert Street. Mm-hmm. Did you go very often?
No, but my mother used to go to shul during the holidays. She was...
Just during the holidays? Did she go any other time, or did you?
No. I really didn't attend the... synagogue.
Just during the holidays,
that's
then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How about in your home? What kind of religious observances did you carry on in the home?
What do you We weren't over religious, you know, mm-hmm. just conservatives.
Did your mother light candles?
Yes, my mother lit candles.
Mm-hmm. And did she observe the kashrut?
Yes, she did. 100%. Mm-hmm.
100%.
And I did too.
Oh.
To.
Do you still?
Sort of, not strictly.
Not as strict. You did when you were young.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Now, when you first came to this country, what kind of work did you do?
I worked in the pants factory, selling. I was a pocket maker.
Oh, you made pockets for pants. What? When you say pants, do you mean men's trousers?
Men's trousers, that's right.
Now, did you have any special training for this work? Or how did you get training?
I knew how to sew when I was a kid, a little bit, and I got training here in the factory.
Did you belong to any kind of a union at that time?
No. No, I didn't
belong to a union.
No union.
How many hours did you work a day?
Well, I would go very early to work and come home dinner time, maybe from 8:30 to 6 o'clock.
8:30 to 6 o'clock.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was a whole day.
Did you work on Saturdays and holidays?
Saturdays, no. I didn't work on holidays. I didn't work on holidays.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say that you were here 3 years when you were married.
Well, I went to work the first year
And you worked for 3 years, and
yes.
Then you met your husband.
That's right. I met him the first day I came to this country.
Oh, I was just going
because
to ask, how did you meet him?
He was a friend of my brother's.
Oh,
When I came, he was boarding with a brother, Abe, and that's how I met him. And I went around with him up until...
How long did you know each other before you were married, and how was this marriage arranged? Did your... brother
until
approve?
They didn't in the beginning. They thought I was too young.
Mm-hmm.
But it so happened that we waited till my mother came to this country, which was in 1913, and that's when everything was settled, and that's when we got married.
Then, in other words, actually you knew your husband before you married him for 2 years.
Yes. For over 2 years.
So this match was arranged by you, but if you had remained...
By myself.
How about if you had remained in Europe? Were matches in those days prearranged? Do you think it was...
Yes. Oh, yes.
They were all...
prearranged because, as a kid, I remember how they would prearrange marriages. They would meet the groom would come in and meet the girl, and she knew when he was coming, and she was all ready to meet him. And
This man that you married, was he from the same country in Europe?
No, he was from Romania.
Oh, I see.
He was a Romanian. Joke.
Did you or any of, well, of course you didn't, but did any of your friends or any members of your family ever marry non-Jews? Do
no.
you recall?
No.
No.
No, ma'am. I never had any marriage.
And how did you happen to adjust during the first years of your marriage? You know, so many couples now have trouble getting along with each other. How did you and your husband get along during your first years of marriage?
Well, we had our misunderstandings, but we were also very much in love, and I never thought of separating.
Who made the important decisions in your home?
My husband did.
Your husband.
Although he always lived up to my ways of, deciding.
He respected your opinions.
That's
is that
right.
it? Uh-huh. Did this differ from the situation in the home where you grew up? You say your husband made the decisions. At home, when your father was alive, did he make the decisions or did your mother?
Yes. My father made the decisions, but my mother seemed to have followed to comply with his decisions. Mm-hmm. She was like the, the breadwinner?
Oh, she was the breadwinner.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was the storekeeper and, and all that went with it.
Now, you say when you came to America, you learned to speak English by going to night school.
Yes,
originally, is that right?
And I listened to the perfect way of speech, of the way, because some of them were not, were really what you call greenhorns, you know, even after several years being here. But I was very much interested in picking up my perfect language.
Mm-hmm. So you learned a lot from listening to other people,
that's
too.
That's right.
In this class where you were there Gentile children in there, too?
Yes. It was
were they friendly mix. Toward you, or did they?
I had no trouble with anybody. I was young, and I was interested mainly of going to night school and learning what I...
You didn't feel there was any anti-Semitism?
No, I didn't.
Existing then.
Mm-hmm. I never paid attention.
Did you like music? Did you play any instrument?
No.
Did you go to concerts? How did you feel about
music?
I
used to go to operas first came to this country, because my sister and my brother were attending the operas those days.
Mm-hmm. Where were these operas?
Assyria Moss.
Assyria Moss.
Yes.
Did you enjoy
them? In fact, the first week I came on a Tuesday, and Thursday night they took me to an opera.
Oh, How about Yiddish theater? Did you ever go to Yiddish theater?
Yes, I missed the Yiddish theater. Mm-hmm. Tom Lipson was playing then, and the New York companies that would come down. We always attended them.
How about lectures? Did you...
I don't
ever go to
lectures. No.
How about public libraries? Did you ever make use of the public libraries?
No.
No. How about newspapers? Did you receive newspapers or read the newspapers in your home?
Yeah, we were. Teachers advised me to read the English papers so that I would learn the language.
Mm-hmm. So
mostly
you read the,
English
paper. Did you belong to any organizations?
At the time, no.
When you were young or when you were first married?
No.
None at all?
No, ma'am.
Not even any organizations that were set up to give charity?
Not, I belonged to the, I was married very young, but I belonged to the baby home.
Oh, you belonged to the baby home.
That's right.
Where did you go to have a good time with your husband? What kind of recreation did you
have? We used to go to picnics and to the park.
Picnics and the park.
And the parks. We used to go to the parks. Shammy Park. And the open streetcars.
Streetcars. Did you spend a lot of time or any time with friends?
Yes, we had a circle of very good friends. That we were always together, we were having a lot of fun.
These were young couples then,
Yes. And the family. I was very much always with the family.
After you were married, how many children did you have, Mrs. Marcus?
Four. Three boys and a daughter.
What kind of Jewish education did your children get?
Went to Hebrew school. They were bar mitzvah.
Your three boys were bar mitzvah?
Yes. And they went to Sunday school and they were confirmed. Every one of them.
And your boys and your daughter go to college? Any of them complete college?
They all started,
high school?
But none of them finished. They went to high school.
None of your three boys or your daughter finished college.
That's right.
They all went completed high school, right?
That's right, that's mm-hmm. right.
Do you remember having any difficulties in raising your children, which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No, I didn't have any difficulties at all.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes just because you're an immigrant, you know, you have certain problems arise.
No,
you never had those problems.
I was young and they were small and I was sort of growing up with them, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How did you acquire your American citizenship? How long was this after
through
you came?
Through my husband.
Through your husband?
That's right.
Oh, I see.
He became a citizen and then...
How long was this after you came to this country? Was he a citizen when you married him?
Yes.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He became a citizen when he came to this country.
Oh, I see. So, then you became one too.
Uh-huh.
When did you first vote?
Oh, I don't know. I've been voting all these years, I guess.
You remember when you first started?
No, I don't remember.
Well, when you did start, to what party did you belong?
I was a Democrat.
Were you active at all in politics in your party?
No, never active.
Can you recall any prominent American that stands out in your mind during this period when you first came to America and started to vote?
I guess I can think a lot of them, but...
Not one in particular, though.
No. Mm-hmm.
All right. When did you first see a Negro?
I first saw him on the, when I was going from the Kessel Garden to the train.
In New York, this is?
In New York.
Uh-huh.
I first saw one.
How did you feel when you saw a Negro?
I didn't know. I was amazed and I was trying to think, well, I'll find out what it's all about.
Uh-huh.
Who it is and why it is the
mm-hmm.
way.
You were just amazed,
just
right?
Just amazed, that's right.
Did any colored people ever work with you or for you? Did you ever have any colored people working for
yes,
you in later
I've
years?
Yes, I've always had them working in my home. And my husband always employed them.
Mm-hmm. So you've been exposed to them quite
yes.
a bit.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Did you know any colored persons very well, aside from being an employer or
well, right
a husband
now,
employing them?
Right now, we have neighbors that are very good neighbors of ours, colored people. They've
uh-huh.
been living in our neighborhood for many years before we moved in.
Mm-hmm. So, and you consider them good friends of
yes.
yours?
Yes, we get along very nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've enjoyed this interview very much.
Is that what you're, the way you're closing it up?
Mm-hmm.
Good, fine.
I thank you very
I
much.
I don't know, Gert, how this thing is going to work. You're not going to read it back to...